WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
My guest is choreographer Lar Lubavitch. His New York-based dance company is in its 19th year. New York Times dance critic Anna Kiselgoff described the company as among the best in the world by any standard. Lubavitch is also the choreographer for Stephen Sondheim's new musical, Into the Woods, which opens on Broadway November 5th. This is the first time that Lubavitch has worked on Broadway.
Broadway itself is not a very interesting form to me. The Broadway musical comedy is not a form that draws me.
So what convinced you to do the choreography for Into the Woods?
Well, the fact is that the highest order of the day on Broadway nonetheless is Stephen Sondheim, and it is an honor to have been asked to work with him on this show.
Could you describe the style that you're working in for Into the Woods?
Well, to be clear about one point, there are no dancers in the show, and there is no dance in the show exactly. Mr. Sondheim is not a fan of dance, and he rarely, almost never has dance in his shows. He just quite plainly does not approve of dance very highly. And my job here was to evolve movement sequences for singers, singing actors. And while it can be called choreography to stretch the term, it is not definitely dance. I've staged the musical numbers for this show. Some of them are dramatic songs that story tell. And in a couple of instances, the singers, the entire company, do evolve into what is almost dancing, an expression of themselves as storybook characters, but not quite what you'd call a dance.
When you said that Stephen Sondheim doesn't much like dance, I thought there was an air of disbelief in your voice that it might be a little bit absurd for someone to not like dance.
It's a little bit absurd to use the word dance very generally and say you don't like it, because dance is a great variable in a variety of people's hands. And the plain fact is that Sondheim is not drawn to dance and therefore has not seen a great deal of the best dance that there is.
In the show, you're working with people who aren't dancers. So is there a certain colloquialism you're trying to get into the gestures?
Well, there's a certain direction that the show has taken since I've become a part of it, which has become more stylized and there is more movement in the show, if not exactly dance. The show was done in a full production a year ago in San Diego at the Globe Theater, and it was a complete production, and it was widely felt by the producers and people who saw the show that while the show was essentially very good, that it was somewhat static. And the producers prevailed upon Mr. Sondheim and Mr. Lapine, the author of the show, to collaborate with a movement person to imbue the show with more energy, with more movement, not dance, but movement, just to enliven the action. And so that was my responsibility.
What are some of the differences between Broadway and dance?
Well, for instance, dance is a much more abstract art, and we do not need to elaborate explanations in the course of making a piece of dance. The reason for a piece of dance is its sheer beauty sometimes, just the beauty to the eye or its relationship to the music. It need no explanation beyond that. However, working with actors, one must explain every activity which is requested by the director, which in this case would be myself. They have to understand their motivation. They have to understand why at this point in the story they're moving that way, what it means to their character, what it means to the other characters on the stage. Very little is left to pass unexplained in the course of creating movement for actors.
Do you find that frustrating, that need to understand the significance of every gesture?
On the one hand, it can be carried to an extreme, because occasionally the reason can be for the sheer beauty of it alone. On the other hand, this is what creates a very informed and fully fleshed out performance by an actor, is having this information associated with every move and every word that they make.
I'd like to ask you about some of your choreography for your company. You have a very beautiful piece called Concerto 622. It's a duet for two men that's choreographed to the Mozart clarinet concerto. And it's a beautiful dance that's kind of about the interdependence and mutual support in any kind of relationship. What were you thinking about when you choreographed it? What kinds of Images came to your mind?
What you say is exactly right. That is what the dance is about. And to put it more simply, it very simply is about friendship. And it's concerned with friendship in an era of dignity and mutual respect, mutual support. It's the adagio from full-length piece. It's the middle section. And it was in part motivated by the AIDS crisis, which is, of course, is upon us in full swing. And one of the themes, two of the emerging themes of the AIDS crisis, sub-themes, you might say, have been friendship and dignity. The friendship and the deep commitment shown by people who have taken care of their friends who have been unfortunate enough to have the disease, and the great dignity demonstrated to us all by those who have had the disease and have shared their information with us for our own well-being.
You thought of yourself as a painter before you thought of yourself as a dancer, and you thought that you'd be painting professionally and not dancing professionally, is that right?
Mm-hmm, yes, and as a child and as I grew up, I'd intended to be an artist, and I did study painting and sculpting and went to college as an art major.
You know, I'd read that about you, and when I read it, I wasn't surprised in a way, because there's such a terrific sense of form in your dance that it made sense that you'd have a painter's eye?
Mm-hmm, it does, indeed, and in fact, if I'm backed right into a corner about what I am, I call myself a movement artist.
Working with form.
Mm-hmm.
Did you start dancing later than most men do?
I started dancing quite late. I was almost 20 when I started dancing, which is considered rather late. But I had been a gymnast for several years before that, and so I was in physical training and adept at movement.
The impression I've gotten is that when you started to dance, you knew you wanted to choreograph. And that's different from a lot of other dancers who I know about who started choreographing after they had to retire from dancing.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, I did know I intended to choreograph. I was an artist by self-definition at that time, and I knew that the making of art was the most meaningful thing in my life, and that I wished then to make art out of movement, and that it was necessary to dance for several years first in order to learn what that was about.
You used to be a go-go dancer for a while?
I did that to support myself when I was a dance student in New York, yes.
Did pop dancing like that come in handy in your choreography?
Very definitely, because I was studying very disciplined forms of dance. I was taking classes in ballet and modern dance every day for several hours, and then I was dancing 6 hours a night as a go-go dancer in a popular Greenwich Village nightclub known as Trudy Heller's, which was there for many years. And I realized that I was having more fun doing the dancing at night than I was doing the great form, the great discipline techniques of the day. And I felt that I had to bring into my daily work the freedom and sort of primal enjoyment, primal force that I felt in my work at night. And so when I started choreographing, I was dedicated to making a kind of dance that maintained that sort of primal urge about movement and didn't become a strictly intellectual or aesthetic endeavor only.
Are you working on new choreographed pieces now?
Yes, I'm working on a new piece right now to Francis Poulenc double piano concerto. And I'll be doing that and then getting another new piece done before our 20th anniversary season at City Center in March.
Now, do you choreograph because you know you have a dance performance coming up that needs a new piece, or do you just do it because you have an image that you want to work with? Do you need that deadline?
The deadline is a pretty good influence, scare tactics, you might say, to make me knuckle down and do it. I do need to choreograph because it's my work and it's my obsession, but I probably wouldn't deliver the goods quite as rapidly or as often if I didn't have the pressure of deadlines.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you very much, and good luck with the opening and the rest of your performances.
Thank you.
Choreographer Lara Lubavitch. His company performs in Fredonia, New York on November 5th and 6th, and at Dance Celebration in Philadelphia on November 16th.